Time for our local hero spotlight with Jacob Nelson from CESA, the local hero, folks, and Michael LaFlame, the owner of Dickinson Farm and Greenhouses in Granby. We are at the tail end of asparagus season. There's the big NEPM Asparagus Festival this weekend that I'll be a part of. And the bittersweet aspect of asparagus is eventually ending is that that means strawberries are coming. And that is what they do at Dickinson Farm and Greenhouses in Granby. So Michael, who's the owner there, how are we looking for strawberries this season?
As of right now, Monty, we're in excellent condition. The weather's been pretty good. It's just the start of the season, so we're looking very good, actually. Like I say again, it all depends on the weather. Hopefully, we'll have a good week.
What's the perfect conditions for perfect strawberries in New England?
The perfect conditions are dry, not so humid weather. If you get hot, humid weather, people tend not to come. Mornings are the best time because it's cooler, and in the afternoon, things seem to slow down because of the hot, humid weather.
Well, that's for the people that are doing the picking, but what about for the strawberries themselves? Like, what do the strawberries in the field want from the weather to be in the best, sweetest condition?
If you have a dry season, then you want plenty of moisture on them to make good size berries and sweet, juicy berries. If it's on the dry side, they won't get big. They'll stay on the small side and they won't be as juicy. You need moisture, and we've had that. We've had plenty of that.
Michael, where can we come pick your strawberries? And yeah, when do you think they might be ready for us?
We're going to try to open by next weekend, which would be off of New Ludlow Road in Granby, Mass.
And you have a special addition to strawberry picking. It's not just going out into the field and picking. There's a free ride you can get as well.
We do, especially on Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. We like to run a wagon so that people don't have to walk out into the fields. We set up two tents where people can sit and wait for the wagon to go by every 15 minutes when they pick and when they're dropped off.
Michael LaFlame, who's the owner of Dickinson Farm and Greenhouses in Granby. How long have you been farming, Michael? Has this been like a lifelong family tradition, or is this something that you came to more recently?
Well, Monty, I'm 67 years old, and the only time that I left the farm was when I spent time in the military.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I've done it my whole life.
And always doing strawberries, or what's
that? No, we have 200 acres on the farm where we do a variety from A to Z. We have a farm stand that we open in about 2 weeks over in also in Granby. Fruit and vegetables. We'll have blueberries in season, pick your own also. We'll have apples in season, pick your own also. And then we also do corn, tomatoes, and all the vegetables for the farm stand.
Are you a multi-generational farmer, or was your family doing farming there too before you?
Yeah, actually, I'm a third generation farmer here at the Dickinson Farm. The next generation is not too keen or happy about working on the farm anymore.
You got to give them a choice, farm or military. That was your only choice, right?
Well, listen, back in the day before the military, the house you lived in, the clothes you wore, and the food you ate was your pay.
Yeah.
First paycheck was in the military, Monty. That's the way farming is. Farming is that way.
Michael LaFlame, the owner of Dickinson Farm and Greenhouses in Granby, where pick your own strawberries are about to happen. It's strawberry season. How has farming changed in this, you know, in the 67 minus years in the military years you've been doing it?
Actually, you know, believe it or not, the weather patterns have changed. That's been one of the problems.
Oh, I believe it. Some other people don't believe it. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, you get hail. You get a lot of hail. That does damage to your fruit, all your fruit, like tomatoes, apples, any of that stuff, strawberries. If you get hail, it's sometimes your season's over with by that time, you know. The wholesale market is over with for sure if you get hail on the farm, you know. And then like we've had the other day, we had quite a bit of rain, Monty. I think here in Granby was about 3 inches or more than what we got in Chicken. There was a lot of washouts on the farm because of stuff being just planted and not much of a cover crop right now. Mm. But, you know, that's all been fixed up, and we're like starting over again. We'll be planting another crop of strawberries in about a week for next year's season. What we do on the strawberries, they're only good for about 3 years. You plant the first year, you don't pick them. You actually take the flowers off so they don't bear fruit, so that they make bigger plants and make runners, so that the second and third year you can pick big berries. And then every third year they're plowed under and replanted, guys.
So you're pretty good at growing strawberries. What do you think about eating strawberries? Are they one of your favorites, or do you prefer? Yeah. I know you guys do pick your own blueberries and apples too.
They're all good, but I prefer strawberries, yes. They're all very good. Although we do have a honey eye variety type of apple, and it's very good. Very comparable to strawberries.
Interesting.
Honey eye. They're called honey eyes.
I'll have to check that out when I miss strawberries, because strawberry season is short, too. So while I will cheat once in a while and eat frozen strawberries, usually picked from our valley, asparagus I'm hardcore about. No more asparagus once it's gone. But strawberries, get them while they're hot, and they're about to get hot. And it's
exactly.
It's a good season so far. And Michael LaFlame, who's a lifelong third-generation strawberry and more farmer at Dickinson Farm and Greenhouse in Granby, hoping to be picking your own and getting a wagon ride out to the fields in Granby by next weekend. And Jacob Nelson from CISA, the local hero, folks, where you can find out about all of our local hero pick-your-own strawberry locations and more at buylocalfood.org.